Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, back at it for another episode of the Brew Chat Podcast. Before we get into that, I want to remind you, get on down to Riverside Wine and Spirits. It's right there on Manufacturers Road, and it is, in fact, the best place in town to get your booze, libations, gifts, gift ideas, wine, liquor, cheeses, butters. Yeah, I said butters. It's not actually, they're not Paula Deening it up down there, y'all. They got actually some of this Chattanooga butter. It's got... there's strawberry, raspberries, all sorts of different flavors, honey butter, I think. They're tasty. They got them right there in a cooler next to the cash register. They're tasty, people. Get on down there and try it. They've got lots of neat gift ideas, and a lot of them outside of the booze are actually locally sourced. So you can get some local, like, OG gifts from Chattanooga and get out there to that special someone. Also, get your tickets for Bruce, guys. It's coming up here in just a few short weeks, people, here on April 13th. We'll be down there having a blast. I've got a beer that we're debuting down there with the Brew Market Beer Garden. It's all going to be tasty. It's all going to be fun. It's going to be a cranking good time. And then last, but certainly not least, go check us out on the Hopped Up Network at thehoppedupnetwork.com. And then that's Brew Chat with two T's at brewchat.com, Brew Chat on iTunes, Facebook, Spotify, Instagram, Stitcher, Google Play, you name it, we got it, people. Go like, link, subscribe, do all that good stuff. Let us know you like what you're hearing. Let us know. Anyway, this episode we've got good old friend, dear old buddy. We've been buddies for a long time, actually. Cranking up, I don't know, probably 10, 15 years known this dude. Good old Jimmy Sal, local comedian. We're talking about all sorts of good stuff. We're talking about, we're following up a little bit more on the controversy here. And, Miller has actually filed a lawsuit against AB InBev / Budweiser. And then, I'm going to crank down the list here just one more time. Just to remind everybody, Budweiser put out these no corn syrup ads in their beer, which technically Bud Light doesn't have corn syrup, I guess. But you know what else? What other Bud products do have corn syrup? Bud Ice, Busch, Busch Ice, Busch Alt, Hurricane HG, Hurricane Malt Liquor, King Cobra, Cocaine, Cocaine Gold, all the Natty variants, Old Duels, all the Ritas like Lime Rita, Margaritas, Tomato Rita, whatever the hell that is. Most of the Shock Top variants, and Stella Cidre. Yeah, all those are produced and owned by AB InBev / Budweiser, and it may be true that Bud Light doesn't have corn syrup, but all of those do. So, following up a little bit more on the controversy, we're also talking about Blue Water. Blue Water shut its doors this week. It's been a Chattanooga staple. I think, I don't want to bug Jared too much because he does work for the owning company. So I didn't dig too deep with him because I don't want him to get in trouble with his job. But it seems that Craftworks, who owns them, Big River, Old Chicago, all that stuff, it seems they're going to put another restaurant in there. I got kind of excited thinking, like, oh, it'll open us up to have some other restaurant in that area. And even if they did, though, after I'm saying that out loud here, even if they did that, it's in the tourist part of town, so it's not going to be anything worthwhile. Blue Water's gone. I hate that. That's a Chattanooga move, is just to shut down your restaurant, not tell your employees, let them go, thinking of all this giant, it's just hunky-dory, letting your employees think everything's hunky-dory, and then they show up to work on Monday, the doors are locked, there's a sign posted that says, hey, sorry, go get in that unemployment line. You ain't got a job no more. That's just a shitty thing to do. I mean, I get it. I get it. I mean, it's... you don't, especially in the restaurant industry, you don't want to tell your employees that you're closing the doors a month out because you're going to have people stop showing up. Even if you've got, 100% good employees, if you tell them you're closing doors in a month, they're going to start looking for new employment. And as they gain new employment, they're going to be leaving you. So any sort of little dividends or little, trying to just balance the clock out there at the end or balance that wallet out, it's not going to happen because you're going to have your employees leaving. So it's like, I don't really have a better idea on how to close a restaurant, but I do think it's shitty to do it that way. We're also talking about this new beer from Dogfish Head, and we're very excited to get this in the next couple weeks. It's not out yet, but should be coming out very soon. But you all know I'm a photographer. You can go see my work over at tmcinephoto.com. Been a photographer about 11, 12 years. And Dogfish Head has come out with a sour that can allegedly process and develop Super 8 film. Blows my mind. I kind of don't believe it because, it sounds too good to be true. probably is, but we get into that a little bit. We don't have one with us. We're, you know, I've contacted some reps. I'm going to see if I can get some here in the next couple of weeks, and we're going to try to do a video maybe with Tori Fife and Jet over at the Safelite District and actually experiment, see if we can get some Super 8 film developed, because I happen to have some Super 8 film that does need developed. Yeah, that's about all we're talking about. One last question before we get into the episode here I want to query you guys with. I get into this in the episode, but it's actually a legit question I want to put out there to our audience is, where do you all get your beer news? I mean, for real, I've got several websites I look at, but all in all, and it may just be something that, and I refuse to believe this, but it may just be something that there just isn't, it's not like regular news where there's just bullshit happening all the time. There's not a lot. I mean, there is a lot that happens in the beer world, but not a lot of noteworthy things. So it may just be that there's not a lot of newsworthy things out there to report on beer-wise, but I refuse to believe that. I think there's tons of beer things. So where are you all getting your beer news? Because, I mean, I check the subreddits. I've checked Beer Journal. I check Craft Beer Monthly, Weekly, whatever it is. It's got a magazine, but they've also got a blog. I've got several sources that I check, but a lot of them tend to cross-report on the same shit. So, you know, I'm not looking to read. You know, this isn't politics. I'm not looking to get a billion different angles on the same event or anything like that. But yeah, legitimate question. Where do you all get your beer news? Because as far as I can tell, it doesn't seem like there is one solid source. I would take three or four, but because as of right now, I'm having to bounce around like 10, 11 different websites just to get stuff for the show, content, stuff to talk about like that. So legit question. Where do you all get your beer news? Post in the comments, email me, whatever you want to do. But yeah, that's all I got to say here. That is all I got to say. Oh yeah, one last thing. Just want to give a shout out to this because we couldn't do it without them. But the other day was National Agriculture Day. So I just want to give a shout out. Big thanks to all the farmers out there because we love beer and we couldn't do it without you. We really couldn't. You need malts, you need grains, you need hops, you need all this stuff for beer. And we could not do it without the farmers. And, you know, with all the devastation we've had with flooding and like the Midwest and I think it was Midwest, Mideast, whatever it is, Middle America. We've had some pretty extensive flooding in our farmlands here in America the past couple weeks. So, yeah, hearts go out to you all. Thank you for doing what you do. Could not drink beer without you. National Agriculture Day. Thank you, farmers. And with that being said, let's get into it. Here's episode 186 of the Brew Chat Podcast.
The music Tanner, isn't playing.
Tanner, whenever you go back and listen to this later, you fixed it. For, as far as I know, there's no music playing. And
dude, I was onto something.
Sitting here talking.
If I would have known we were being looped,
okay. And this really, is why we need Rowdy Randy.
Me too. I wish I had known we were getting looped, and that we were getting.
You
looped
go back and listen
there
to this
know
later.
It
it's happening.
There it is, doing again.
You fixed it. For, as far as I know, there's no music playing.
Okay. Yeah.
And dude, I was onto something.
Oh man, we thought we were right.
Being looped.
Okay. And this is why we need Rowdy Randy.
Me too.
This is a sick joke.
We're idiots, guys.
You were playing the...
This is coming off the iPad right here.
when you go back and edit this later, make sure that you don't delete the section from where we started looping. Until you fixed it.
Okay.
Because
something
needs to be done with that because, it was pretty incredible.
Well, I realized our sound wasn't working. So you all listening at home, you're welcome that you got that whole behind the scenes mishap there. But now your sound's working. We know that because it was looping back into the feed. So
they were just sitting there watching us move our mouths.
Yeah. Fun. So put subtitles
it's
on.
It's all hunky-dory now, I think.
Guess we'll find out.
Fantastic.
So we didn't get any of the beer stuff. or did we?
It was recording. It was recording. Drop it in later.
It was recording, but it but wasn't going to the live feed.
Yeah. Cool,
so yeah, cool. What we were saying about this beer, this is Hoppin' Frogs. Sure, I got everything.
A lot of people were praising it really hard.
The Killa Vanilla Extraordinary IPA India Pale Ale. It's 7.5% ABV, 68 OG, which is original gravity, and 55 IBUs.
International Bitterness Units.
Yeah.
International.
But I like this a lot. It. So yeah, we were talking about this earlier. You guys watching the live feed right now couldn't hear it, but it's got vanilla beans in it. Tastes to me like yellow cake on the back end.
That is getting to me more and more. Not in a bad, like it's the flavor and smell is getting to me more and more of that.
I don't know if this is just because this is my first beer in a while, but it seems, it's like lightly aggressive. I don't know if that makes any sense. Like
it is 7.5% ABV.
Mm-hmm. What, and that's the...
That's alcohol.
By volume.
Yeah.
Because it's like not overwhelming. Like I kind of like it, but it's pretty like... definitely invading like an IPA does in my mouth. You know what I mean?
I got you.
Sticking around. It's moved in.
The vanilla.
You know what I mean? It's staying for a while.
Yeah. But it brought some vanilla.
No, yeah. No, I liked it. So. You guys didn't hear this, but when I tried it, I was like, I'm not, you know, these guys know me. I'm not like a super huge beer guy. And I really enjoyed the flavor. So I was like, that's got to count for something.
I'd say.
I think you'll like all these tonight.
I'm excited.
Because I went into it knowing that, like, eh.
Yeah, you're not really a beer
guy. Yeah, right, so. Right. That's why I always love coming on here.
Have some
The second time I've been on here. That's why I always love coming and being on the show, guys.
Just love
it. Well, thanks. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, man.
So, Blue Water shut down.
Yeah, Blue Water fucking shut down. Out of nowhere yesterday morning.
Yeah.
Or Monday morning.
They like, just shuttered the doors.
The beers just...
Yep. No, the whole
restaurant
place, the restaurant.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Big River's the one who brews them.
Okay.
They supply the beers to Blue Water, but Blue Water's gone, so they won't be doing
It's just...
Yeah. Although, if you still want to rent the Blue Room for a party, that is still available through Big River.
Oh. Hmm.
But the Blue Water building is shut down. I know more about that, I guess, a little bit than you guys, but I didn't hear it was happening until like 9 a.m. yesterday when I was when
that's crazy.
My buddy, the GM there, was like, hey, I need to print some signs. And I was like, all right, come on in and we'll print out some signs for you. And he was like, yeah, here's a PDF. And I was like, oh. And then we went and put them up. Went and put them up on the doors.
Closed?
Blue Water is closed. Try next door at Big River. Their food's great, and this will be replaced with a new concept within the neck, you know, soon.
What do they do?
So Craftworks is going to put something else in there?
That's what the sign says.
Okay.
Funny story. I played a racist employee in a Craftworks, like one of those videos that you have to watch before.
Dude,
you
start working there. I was there filming that shit. I met you there.
Really? That's
yes, I was there with the fucking dragon filming guys, and they were like going back and forth in their dolly, and there was that one dude there who couldn't get his fucking line straight.
I remember you now. That's crazy. Yeah,
What the
fuck? And we've met each other several times since and never realized.
No. Oh, my God, that's fucking crazy.
I had the longer
I went hair. Over your, like, not resume, but, like, your thing.
You had a,
I wrote the script for that.
Awesome. So you made me racist.
Yeah, no, that was the point.
I had a guy call me up. I was like, you used to work for Craftworks? And I was like, what? And he's like, you got fired from Craftworks? I
was because he was...
No, I'm an actor. You moron.
They fired you and filmed it?
Yeah, right? Like, who... Like, oh, there was, God. Like, people, man. Surprised.
We made it look so real.
Yeah, dude. Right?
Well done.
With the band.
Yeah, right.
My acting was good enough to convince you I've been lying about my name for the past.
Like, dude, it is really weird how people don't understand, like, movie magic.
Yeah, right? It's some people...
Yeah, they don't get it.
They just don't. Like, we did a promo back. We took a break last June, and we did that promo of me driving down the road.
Yeah.
And somebody was just completely flabbergasted. It was basically a shot of my truck driving down the road, and then it cuts to me inside of the truck. And somebody
just
couldn't.
You take out the windshield?
They were like, how are you flying the drone and the truck at the same time?
Yeah.
That's
it. And it was like, no.
That's not how that works. Like, it's not a live thing. We didn't just cut from one camera to the other.
Yeah, it's crazy how people just don't understand that.
It's not but you're telling me you're flying that drone. Yes, sir. I'm flying the drone. But you're also
driving the truck.
Don't sound safe to me there, Tim.
So you're clearly doing them simultaneously. Yeah.
Man. Yeah, so did you, how fast, okay, so you maybe you wasn't driving at first while you're doing the thing. You pass it off, get in the front seat, write that.
Yeah, it's amazing how people don't understand that shit. Speaking of drones, though, it reminds me, I guess I'll get to that in a minute. But
the drone attack of 82.
Let's open another one of these beers before I get to that.
Oh, yeah.
Do we want the ping pong cider or the dogfish? What, berries and yum yum? Is that what
it's
called?
Let's go with that cider.
Okay.
Just because it's a stark contrast. Both of these are going to be tasty.
That's cider. True. That's an IPA.
It's like a ping pong
paddle.
That's a great. I don't know why. Like, it's so simple, but I really enjoy this can. Like, that's a.
Let's get on it.
Also, love that just sticker on a. Can look. That's great.
Oh, I somehow did that and did not break a glass.
I don't want to be responsible for pouring
these glasses.
Anything.
After an ocular pat down, these glasses look okay.
Yeah. Ocular pat down. Sir, I'm going to have to give you an ocular pat down.
That's right.
So this is we had one of these at the brew market from one of the distributors who's bringing around tasting it. It's a cider, but it's also like dry hopped.
Yeah.
And we don't do a lot of ciders on here because they're for pussies. Just kidding.
No, I think we can say it.
No, we'll do ciders if Bridget comes on.
Really? I'll take that.
I like doing the fancy ciders, the ones people haven't really heard of. Ooh. This one I haven't heard of, but it's not in.
Were you not
one
there when we tried this
bottles.
Over at Brew Market?
I don't think I was there for this.
Okay.
This is dry hopped with Citra and Amarillo.
Yeah.
Shaxberry ping pong cider in collaboration with Modern Times Beer. Play hot, serve cold. Vermont and California.
I'm getting like a real chapstick kind of a flavor there.
Oh, yeah. We got some flavor text over here. Do you have a?
Do you want some flavor text jams
let's get
here?
Some jams. Yeah. You want to do this one?
I don't want to do this one.
Okay. All right.
Let's get a hype beat on it.
Ping pong diplomacy helped thaw Cold War tensions with China. We're not promising world peace, but our ping pong bridged East Coast and West Coast, cider and beer. Dry hopped with Citra and Amarillo, naturally carbonated, unfiltered, ready to rally. Ingredients: New England apples and hops.
Mm. Yeah, nice.
No sugar, 100% fresh apples, gluten-free as all ciders are. Produced and canned by Shaxberry Cider, 11 Main Street, Vergennes, Vermont, 05491.
You got a good voice for commercial stuff, man.
Thanks. It contains sulfites, just so you know. It was made in the Green Mountains. It's 5.5% ABV.
Can I get you to read that again? I've got
the
better...
The whole thing?
Yeah, but I've got better...
I liked the hype, though.
Dude, yeah, that was probably the best read.
No, that's...
That seemed like it was going to be an Oscar-winning moment.
Let's see here. I could see chapstick from this.
Right? It's
chapstick.
There's a certain chemically taste.
Oh, I get that chemically smell. Yeah.
Yeah, a little chemically.
Yeah, can you read it again?
Ping pong diplomacy. Ping pong diplomacy helped thaw Cold War tensions with China. We are not promising world peace, but our ping pong bridged East Coast and West Coast, cider and beer, dry hopped with Citra and Amarillo, naturally carbonated, unfiltered, ready to rally. Ingredients: New England apples and hops. brap, brap.
Man, see, I thought that music was way more apt.
Yeah, I was touched. Yeah. It felt more green and yellow.
It did. It did feel a little more green and yellow.
No, it does, though. It's got like a chemical. Black and yellow. It's got a chemical taste.
Yeah, that. I mean, I definitely tasted chapstick the first sip.
Well, and for longtime listeners of the show, they know I'm super susceptible to this rubbery taste, and that's kind of the chemical. This plasticky rubbery taste, which is chlorine.
To me, where I'm not getting that is like when you take that first sip, that sour like shoots, like, you know what I'm saying, like straight down my taste buds. I feel like it's a strong sour like taste, and then that the chemical like lingers afterwards. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be like unless they're green apples. I could see that.
Say maybe. What apples they are on there?
New England apples. Oh, Randy, can we?
We should just start building Android, Randy. Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Randroid?
Randroid.
The Randy Android?
Aluminum. Ash. Like you can smell a psychosphere.
What is that? What is that clip?
Rowdy Android.
It's from True Detective with Matthew McConaughey. Yeah, yeah. It's just, I love tossing it out there for beer reviews.
That's great.
Tastes like aluminum. Ash. Can smell the psychosphere.
You seen that trailers for that Moondog thing? It's like, it's him and like, it's called Beach Bum.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah.
His name is Moondog.
Yeah, that looks.
Oh, my God.
Harmony Korine's an interesting filmmaker. Mm-hmm. He did that James Franco movie where, Spring Breakers.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Where it's got Vanessa Hudgens and they're like bank robbers. Yeah, he's got this sort of, it's like neon trash vibe about his movies.
His name is Harmony?
Yeah, Harmony Korine.
Korine.
Interesting. Yeah.
I thought he was a lady for the longest time.
Sounds like a lady's name.
Because,
it doesn't sound like a name, first of all.
Well, because
it sounds like a lady's name.
I wrote a whole paper. That movie came out like my last year of college, I think. That Spring Breakers movie. Mm-hmm. And I wrote a whole thing about how it passes the Bechdel test and all this. And it's like a very pro-female movie. And I just assumed.
Right.
Yeah. Wrong on me. Fuck me, right? I just assumed Harmony Korine. I thought he was a lady.
You said pass the gel test?
Bechdel. So there's
Bechdel.
Like...
Explain that.
There's like three criteria that a movie needs to have in order to pass this
Bechdel test.
I'll just
look it up
test.
Right here. So we've got the actual...
Before you say it, I want to see if I can do it. So if it's got more than one female in a like main or supporting role and they interact with each other and they speak about something that doesn't have to do with the other men in the movie.
The men, yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And an alarming amount of movies do not pass it.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, which just goes, to show that like, well, most of the time the female is there as a romantic interest or a damsel in distress or, you know, whatever. And just an amazing amount of films don't pass it. So.
Does it have to be a lead role or is it leader supporting?
I think it's just any role as long as two women talk to each other about something that does not involve a man.
I remember when we were doing like movie themes each week and we did westerns and I forget what the name of the movie I watched was, but you guys hadn't seen it and there were like no women in the movie at all. And it was just a bunch of cowboys shooting shit up. And then, like, it was over. And it was fun to watch, but I definitely understand why there's not movies like that going on.
When you described it, I was like, that movie sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was cowboys shooting shit.
That's like us going to see 310 to Yuma.
Yeah.
And we almost got arrested afterward because... We went like middle of the day too. We went to see 310 to Yuma and we were all, which you also have to think that this is
like
one of the
310.
First westerns to come out in years. Yeah. Like the early 90s had a real big takeoff of Westerns, and then they just died. And like, you know, we had Westerns in old Hollywood, but like the early 90s was really the last heyday of Westerns. And now we're starting to see a resurgence of them again, but just now. And that sort of kicked off with 310 to Yuma, and we got really excited about it. Went and bought cowboy gear from Walmart, bought some of those little like pop guns, and went to see 310 to Yuma at like a midday duster. Matinee.
Nice.
Yeah.
Had a nice.
I've always wanted a duster.
Dude. And after the movie, we were super hyped on cowboy action.
We were kids.
And we were like 18, 19. And after we were out in the parking lot, like, stick them up, you know, firing and playing with our little pop guns.
Yeah.
We like two cops rolled up.
Just roll up on us. And apparently someone in the theater had called the police because we had like bandanas and stuff. Like we looked like
came in dressed like cowboys.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And they were like wearing red bandanas and possibly had guns.
Oh my God.
And yeah, and like I remember the cop looking at me and he's like you guys got any weapons? And I brush my duster to the side where I've got my little pop shooter tucked in, and I was like, plastic.
Bright orange.
And he takes it out of my pants.
He like legit disarmed you.
He popped it open, pulled the bullets out of it, the little pop circle thing, like spun it and handed it back to me. Like I was no longer a threat now.
Oh my God.
It was crazy.
That's great. I feel
I think
like
about he, it. I think about it though. It is like we could have died that day. You know what I mean?
Oh
like
my God.
A bunch of like. Could you, thank God. Like I don't know.
I think about that shit a lot. Like the stupid shit we used to do
really
and get away with that we couldn't now is back before we really started hanging out. Like right before me and Micah would go play airsoft at that parking garage attached to the old UTC library.
Right.
We were in full tactical gear with like plastic pellet guns that looked like M16s and stuff. Mm. You could not do that now.
No way.
Like you would get slaughtered.
Yeah.
Or taken to like, you know, McDonald's or something.
Yeah.
Or
not. Yeah.
Just yeah. Depending.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool. I feel like you guys got a cool cop. Like he didn't have to do all. He obviously didn't have to do that.
Yeah, there.
But he might have been like playing along.
No, it very much came across as like he was very serious.
Yeah, they were.
It wasn't like a playful disarm.
Like maybe with his buddy. You know what I mean? Like And it's not just those actions. Like it's how the rest like of the like it wasn't like they were being like super friendly or anything.
Yeah.
I remember leaving this experience like really like those guys were like laughing about like kind of more like just that one part and being like I can't believe like because they came up like it was you know fucking. Almost surrounded, like blue lights.
Yeah,
because I was like, I remember
it was at least two cops.
Yeah, right. Like it was like a split second, kind of a serious thing, and it's like we're just here to we're dressed up to see a movie, dude. Yeah. Like, were you
and
like
if
the biggest
if it
nerds?
Was something where they were joking around, there was no punchline delivered.
Yeah,
okay. Like, it wasn't like a Super Troopers, like looks like we got ourselves a couple of cowboys.
No, there was nothing that indicated that they were just playing along with it because I've been. You know, I've had cops called on me by, you know, when I was younger and sometimes when I've been a little older from where I've had a nosy neighbor or somebody like that that's called the cops on me. I've been doing something totally innocent and perfectly legal and fine, but a neighbor calls me because it looks weird to them and the cop comes over and they're like, oh. And I was like, yeah, I don't know what she thinks. I'm just back here trying to plant some tomatoes.
Yeah, or I'm just back here dressed as a cowboy.
I had that happen as I was digging a hole one time to plant some plants. And I was planting tomatoes. And I had a neighbor call the cops on me. And
you think you were burying a body or something?
I don't know. I wasn't even digging a hole. I have like a big ass shovel because it's the only shovel I had. But I had a nosy neighbor call.
Was Shia LaBeouf your neighbor?
and he
happened to have like a broken leg at the time.
But the cop got there and realized what I was doing. This was clearly just a nosy neighbor that was just like, no, he's planting plants. And the officer kind of joked, he's like, sir, you need to put down the shovel. Like he did joke around like that. but it was clear that it was a joke. Yeah. Where this didn't have that same sort of clarity to it. It was like they treated him like he was a threat with that pop gun.
Like I can't. I don't want to. You know, it was year. Like you know, I'm 30 it was like now. And that
it was
like
at least
legit.
10 years ago.
Yeah, it's like 10, 11. But like I have the like a memory of like hands on, like as he like went to get like because and at the same time it's like even though it's obviously a toy, like people have been killed over that. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah. Plus, like, he doesn't want you reaching for his gun when he disarms you or whatever. Yeah. All right. I mean, I guess you got to take it.
I don't know if that's a. I don't know. So, if you ever,
that's crazy though.
I'm not gonna talk too much about this, but if you ever Google me, my one mug shot that you'll find for gambling. I like to play cards. We had a game going that we were going to, and it got raided. The game that we were going
like
to,
like mid game.
There's a bunch of games. Yeah, they had apparently like staked out the thing. You know what I mean? Like the cops had staked it out. And me and one of my buddies had this thing where like we'll bust in like the police with our phones. You know what I mean? They're like, get on the ground, and like I'll pull my phone on him, and he'll pull his phone on me. And like, I could have swore it was that dude when they busted in, and they bust in like full SWAT gear, like guns blazing. It's like it's the police. And I remember, I remember they were coming from here, so they couldn't see my arm. Thank God. But I like reached and pulled my phone out as I'm turning around to a gun in my face. It's like I just almost fucking pulled my gun on a cop.
Yeah,
with like pulled my phone on a cop. Who already had his gun drawn.
Who would see that as a gun.
If doing this.
Because that looks like a gun.
Especially with the way that they had like taken us like we were some big threat. We were just some guys playing cards. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, but we were in the news. They made it seem like it was like some kind of underground conspiracy.
Dude, what was
and they didn't way? Even, they didn't even like handcuff us and take us to jail. Then it was like, all right, sign these things and you got to turn yourself
what
in
the
soon.
Fuck? You come in there with like SWAT gear and shit.
Yeah. Right. Guns like blazing. I got pushed up against a poker table with like a gun to the back of my head.
Dude, when that happened, did like chips flying shit?
Dude,
like it was like,
dude,
whoosh.
I almost, it was, we were having like a tournament and I almost got put out and I won a big hand and I was just about to go. Like if I would have gotten out, I would have just gone home. And it was like, kept me in for a hand. And then on the next hand, they like kicked in the door.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. I was like,
how much money were you guys working with? Cause I've been in poker circles with some friends for months at a time where we'd get like, together once a week and play some poker. But it was like $5-$10 buy-ins.
We pitched in some like,
so I'm just curious of the cutoff, like to where they care.
We pitched in like, I don't like some money. Like you would all show up, you'd throw the money in, that would pay for like whatever we had catering that night, like some maybe you got some barbecue or something.
Yeah.
And then it also bought you into like the little tournament.
That's like a thing then.
It was just I guess that type of little touches that we thought.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like made the game so
it raises
cool.
the dollar value and stuff too.
It's like if you were gonna have a game night, at your house with your boys and play some poker, like you know, you're gonna bring.
Why
stuff to
is
eat.
Gambling illegal? I mean, besides Jesus, why is it? What are like the legal reasons?
Don't even get me started on the besides Jesus.
But for real, it's like, well, we're in the South, and that is why it's illegal in the South.
I know, and it shouldn't be.
So, like, what are the reasons for them saying that, like, because I know on, like, whatever legal documents they have claiming the law, it doesn't say because of Jesus. What, like, you're not allowed, like, they have laws still in this town. You're not allowed to shoot a rabbit from a moving trolley car with a shotgun.
I
can see that. You can miss on the shotgun and hit a patron, even though we don't have trolley cars anymore or rabbits downtown.
Right. It's hard
like,
to get
but like,
rid
what
of.
What is the bad thing about gambling?
It's hard to get rid of old laws, first of all.
Yeah.
But it's way easier to make laws than it is to get rid of them, I think.
Yeah.
I'd definitely just say it's a moral thing.
Yeah, it's just what people like, vote
It's hard to get rid of those laws because there's always going to be someone who points out, like, gambling's bad for the children.
Mm. Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Like,
it hurts scratch-offs families.
Are fine. That's not gambling. That's paying for college.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, right.
Nah.
It's exactly that. It's people that are like, oh, it's bad. It affects families negatively because people get addicted to it, and you know they bet their house and their car and stuff, and they lose their family and their children and all that stuff. And like, but you don't have to do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know guys who, like, you know, a person. I know them. I know people like connected by one to me that are like legit, like just started playing online poker and now they're like going to like the biggest tournaments in and it's just like now didn't they ban like all like online poker stuff too?
I don't know.
There was some
that.
Big I never really paid attention to any online poker news cuz I just don't play online poker but
I just remember that.
Because to me, poker is being able to sit across from somebody and look somebody in the eye.
Yeah, I don't care about your avatar. Yeah.
Online poker is garbage.
You lose that with online stuff. It's just, at that point, it's just statistics. Like,
because like I'll play on Facebook all the time, and it's like, you're not really playing because there's no way that I would call that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, ever. And then it's like, also, like, you're just going to get more chips in a second. So why not just go all in on the 2-4?
Yeah,
it's like
right.
I'll just wait half an hour and earn more chips. Yeah. One, that's another reason I don't like playing poker without money involved. Yeah. Is because if you're just playing with chips just for fun, which yes, if there are kids out there, like have them just play that, but
learn it that way.
Learn it that way, but then when you get older, like actually play with money, even if it's a $5-$10 buy-in, whatever, you don't really have anything on the table, but you could walk away with $100, $150, $200 on a $5-$10 buy-in, but there's stakes in the game with money.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like if you don't have those stakes with poker, what the fuck are you even playing it for?
Because like, betting and
because that's what influences that the like emotion. Yeah, and informs the emotion and all that. But speaking of calling bluffs, the Mueller report was dropped this week.
It was.
But we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Miller report, which is, do you guys see that? That was
a double segue.
That was a fucking double segue.
Okay.
I like
double segue.
I got it.
But no, we're going to talk about it. So there's been this whole controversy.
We'll get some graphics.
Update on the controversy is so during the Super Bowl, Bud Light put out all these commercials. It's like, we don't use corn syrup. We're Bud Light, blah, blah, blah. And specifically against Miller, which is their biggest competitor, Miller Coors, saying that they do use corn syrup. And it's very dumb because, first of all, it's misleading. Is because the corn syrup gets eaten up in fermentation. Like the sweet sugary corn syrup is used as a fermenting agent, and that's what makes the beer alcoholic.
The yeast eats
by the time we're drinking it, there's no corn syrup in there.
Mm. Okay.
None. It's all devoured by the yeast. So A, it's a non-issue, but also it irritates me because it misinforms people about beer. It's not like corn syrup being in your French fries.
Or your soda.
Yeah, it's not like that. Like you're not consuming corn syrup. It's done. So it's already been consumed by the time it enters your body.
Yep.
But I've got a list here.
Oh.
These are
like lists.
AB InBev and Budweiser products that have corn syrup.
Oh.
Bud Ice, Bush Ice, Bush IT, whatever I wrote that down as, Hurricane HD, whatever the fuck that is, Hurricane Malt Liquor, King Cobra, Cocaine Gold, all of the Natty variants, O'Doul's, all of the Ritas, like Lime Ritas, all those.
Strawberita.
Most of the Shock Top variants, and Stella Cidre. Which is Stella's cider.
What was the really aggressive one you said?
Cocaine.
Cocaine Gold.
That's like an energy drink, though, right?
All of those are Bud products. It may be an energy drink. I don't know what the fuck cocaine is.
They have corn syrup in them.
But all of those have corn syrup. So there's been a lawsuit opened up on Miller, and I'm not sure what this lawsuit is about. I'm guessing on some sort of false advertisement or slander, libel, something like that.
Yeah, I'd say probably libel because they're saying it. It's not, well, technically written somewhere, probably. Maybe both. I don't know how exactly that works, but you could pick one. Whichever one's better for them, I guess.
And one's getting sued?
Miller Coors is suing Budweiser, AB InBev.
For saying that they use...
For over the corn syrup
thing. And that list was all the things that they use corn syrup in?
That's all the things that Budweiser uses corn syrup in. And Budweiser is being like, we don't use corn syrup.
Mm. They say Bud Light doesn't use corn
syrup. Yeah, Bud Light doesn't. But all these other products, yeah. And it's just outside of just like the... There's just like the shady tactics of the marketing there. It's just, it's false. Like, you all are implying that corn syrup and beer is a bad thing, and it's not.
It's misdirection. And it's marketing, and it's working. I don't know what their numbers look like. How has this been working for either side? That's something we should look into.
It's two ugly ass girls arguing over who's prettier. That's what it is.
That's mean, Tanner.
But that's what it is. I'm not calling anyone specific.
I'm just saying.
I'm
saying.
We have two objectively ugly-ass girls that are arguing over who is the prettier one. Or maybe who's the uglier one.
Savage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
They're ugly. They're having an ugly all.
Coors.
Yeah. But it, and then Miller released a... they used the Bud Light Night in a commercial recently where the Bud Light Night, they reshot it and show like a behind the scenes of one of Budweiser's commercials. And it shows the actor that plays the Bud Light Night get up and go get a Miller out of a fridge.
Oh my God.
And so shots are firing. Like they have been being fired since the Super Bowl. Miller pulled out of a big dual marketing deal.
They did.
My thing is there are a lot of people who are like, they're using corn syrup. I'm not going to drink that anymore. Like, is that even something?
No, that's exactly what it is. No, it's because there are people, which I agree, it's corn syrup is probably a bad thing. I mean, anything's bad in large quantities.
Yeah.
And if you have corn syrup and everything you eat is brown and has corn syrup in it, eat some more veggies, stop eating as much corn syrup. But... that's what Monsanto in America does.
Right.
You know, that's just how it is. But putting it in beer, they're thriving on that sort of bad, good press, however you look at it. They're thriving on that press for corn syrup or against corn syrup. But the fact is it doesn't fucking matter when it comes to beer. It's like you could say the same thing about sugar. It's like sugar's bad. You don't want to drink sugar. It gives you diabetes. Right. Don't drink these beers because they add sugar in there. The sugar is eaten during fermentation. You need some sort of... You have to have a sweetener during fermentation. Otherwise, your beer is not going to have booze in it.
Now, to be fair... we've been watching...
We've been watching too much Letter Kenny, for sure.
But to be fair, different things are eaten... Different sugars are eaten by yeasts... differently and may produce different flavors.
Yeah.
And maybe that's why Miller Lite tastes like horse ass.
I like Miller Lite better than Bud Light.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry to
Miller Lite lost the macro challenge to me. I'm going by our results of that macro challenge and Miller Lite was number 0.
We need to redo that. We should redo that every 4th of July.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm in.
For science.
I'm really digging the
Hop and Frog is winning.
Can we open up this this last?
Yeah, let's open this over here. I grabbed this because we had this on here last year when it came out, so I'm very intrigued.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the old ping pong cider there. Like it's good. I can see how someone would like it.
Yeah,
but it's.
I'm just not a big cider guy.
I'm not either. I'm such a novice when it comes to.
Maybe if I had some.
That's
cheese.
What I offer.
If I had the ping pong cider and maybe a couple variants of some cheeses with some crackers, maybe some prosciutto, like Jesus just a nice Christ. Little cheese spread, I could enjoy that.
Yeah, I could. I mean, I'm just
Cider goes very well with cheeses.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, I'm down. It's like for wine cheese. And cheese. I'm down for a little cheese plate.
Yeah. Man, there was one time. Do you remember when we all dressed up and went to go see Ocean's 11 or Ocean's 12, 13, whichever one it was?
On my computer for the longest
time.
Yeah. We were looking fly.
I've still got those pictures somewhere. I'd have to dig through my archives.
I don't think I ever figured out how to wear a suit that was supposed I'm such a thrift store
we all looked goofy as fuck that
night
though.
Pants are so
we were all in hand-me-down suits
except either Yogi or Micah. It might have been Micah.
Micah had that orange suit.
Yeah, dude, that was fly. It's still probably thrift store,
happened to fit him super well.
I had a sword.
Hand me this dragon yum yums right here. This is a beer and a Segway right here. This is Dogfish Heads Dragon Yum Yums, and as we drink this though, I want to talk about Dogfish Head Super 8, which is a beer they just came out with. I'm actually gonna pull up some factoids here about this. Safari, there we go.
Let me get this guy here.
See, now we're going to talk about this, but Dogfish Head, who does some crazy shit. This is a thing they've done, a collaboration with the Flaming Lips, the band. I don't need to read anything on it.
Let me see it.
It's going to be bored. But Dogfish Head does crazy shit like this, and they've developed a beer that can allegedly develop Kodak Super 8 film.
I think that's fantastic.
You could use this
beer
You can use it as a developing agent.
We want to test this.
Yeah, we are going to test it. I will be getting this beer.
Such a strange, branch off. I get hey, also, it's almost one of those things that's it'll make you use it for that just to see if it works.
Specifically, the Kodak Tri-X reversal film in Super 8 format.
Is that the
kind it may not necessarily be the. I'll have to check and see what film it is that I have. But let's see. It says, not only do these ingredients give the 5.3% ABV beer a red color and tart taste, they also make it quite acidic. As Calagione learned that day on the podcast, beers, this is from mymodernmet.com, whatever that is. With this in mind, the Dogfish Head team continued to develop what would eventually become Super 8, a tasty beer with a special skill to ensure that Super 8 would really work as a processing agent. Yeah, so it's basically it's so tart that it has an acidic
it's acidic enough to develop
film. Yeah, that's fucking cool. We're gonna be testing this. This is available, we will be testing this.
Dogfish Head Brewing. As soon as you hear this podcast, we know you're listening. Or when you see our tweets or Instagram posts or whatever, ahead and send us some. We'll test it out for you.
Could you imagine if they did that in reverse? There's this, the stuff that you use to develop photos with. We found a way to make it a beer.
drink what? It, it'll fuck you up.
Yeah, dude, you drink it, get you drunk.
Maybe that's what they did.
Dude, you ever drink that stuff? Fuck yeah.
Because to do this beer, it would have taken some knowledge to know about photo processing.
Yeah.
And we've got a new dark room here in town. We just had Tori Fife and Jet Smith on the podcast the other week.
They got
got a new community dark room.
Oh, snap. Yeah. That's super cool.
Kismet is what I like to call it. It's meant to be.
Oh, sorry. Just fly away. It's so weird how, I'm just, a big visual guy, but, I'll drink it and be like, yeah, this tastes like the image.
Well, and that should be the goal for the image, though. Yeah.
This has got a lot of the fruitiness to it. You know what I mean? It tastes youthful and kind of crazy like that. I know it's not a great thing to say. I'm not saying
it tastes youthful. No, I mean,
that works, man. Whatever you want to describe it as, that works because that's what it is to you.
I feel like this one's sitting in the middle of the hop and the ping pong.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
It's got a similar fruity kind of zing like the other one has. You don't like fruity zing?
We're on point tonight.
Oh yeah, we are on point.
Has it just been a dark room this whole time?
Yeah.
Man, that's why I felt so at home.
Yeah, we usually always have that on, and there we go. It's
damn son, we don't got no flavor text on this.
Oh,
they don't. They're like, I don't give a fuck.
They don't always give you flavor text. Dude, and I think it's a shame. I think everything should have flavor text. Mm-hmm. I think it should always tell you the ABV, OG, IBUs, all that.
Flavor text seems like scratch and sniff. Like it should. Like
I mean, it's largely bullshit.
Yeah,
it's largely bullshit.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Yeah, some scratch and sniff labels on bottles.
Mm.
Right, it'd be like the new Blue Mountains.
I've always wondered how scratch and sniffs work. If they just like do the like whatever the product is, they somehow aerosol it for the purpose of like farting it on a little scratchy thing.
Oh yeah. So you can.
Yeah.
I'd say for sure, and then maybe like an exterior coat of something, like a light waxing. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know how it works.
Something you can scratch off.
Yeah, something you can scratch it, just like, or like a little peel thing on the corner, and then just like underneath.
Right. Or that would be cool. Because
you probably don't want to put it on the whole fucking label. Just probably
that'd be expensive though.
And that's what I'm saying. The less you use of it.
Yeah. Right. It's just the.
Yeah.
I put
like
some
corner tab.
I guess people do already do like fortunes and stuff. Like just about everything you can think of doing with like a bottle has already been done. You guys know like, there's a liquor that's like the liquor bottle itself is a bong.
Oh yeah.
When you're done with it, like.
Oh well, that's fun.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm done drinking this.
Yeah,
liquor.
you just gotta
put a slide in.
Yeah, you've got to get a drill bit that can drill through glass, and it's good to go.
I've seen them with.
This actually has like a, like it sits cockeyed and has a stem thing, but you just have to beat through that glass right there on the stem.
Tanner, I've seen them where it's just like a really solid, like. Kind of metal sticker that they put over and already on there like hole, so you don't have to worry about like risk like doing it. So once you're done drinking, you just peel that thing off. Like it's a good sticker.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you're gonna get caught trying to peel that thing off in store and take a sip. Also, it's kind of one of those that you can just take a couple extra precautions, maybe put it behind the desk or something like that. But yeah, also it's like. You know, it's more like a gimmicky thing, like the photo thing. You know what I mean? Like, dude, we got to get that just to see if
we can. If it's true.
It's clever, these marketing guys, man. They're some smart people.
Oh, they're smart cookies.
Yeah. I was thinking about like all that goes into like even the little stuff, like as far as like this texture, like what they printed it on, is different than. You all know, say this, stuff, which is this is just a sticker too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, these are stickers, guys. Mansplaining stickers. Jesus. Yeah, that's like a cardboard almost. I don't know
if I can get this. Yeah, and also, I mean, the bottle itself. The bottle itself has their logo as part of it.
Yep.
No, I can't open that.
What is it? This looks awesome.
It's a special Sam Adams beer, and I'm trying to finish out the last bit of it. And I was going to give
this
you a little
a beer?
Bit. As not a beer guy.
Yo, what?
See if you can open that thing.
Dude, look, this bottle is dope. This seems like I'm going to open it like a fucking.
No, see if you can open it.
Genie's going to pop out or something.
Right.
Let's see what we're dealing with inside here. Looks like. Is that hair? Is this like. Looks like.
It's probably from the rubber. Like the.
I'm already.
The fucking thing that was.
This is me. This is my time to shine.
You can do it. But.
My hands are so sweaty.
I want to try. It's like the sword and the stone.
No, it's because it's got that maple in there. It makes it sticky.
Is it a twist?
Yeah, it's a twist off.
I want to like bash it.
There's not much left in there, but it's probably like sweetened up a bit. Because I've had that for probably 6 months.
There's at least a couple shots left in there, probably.
Yeah, there's a little bit left.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, there's a little bit left.
I'm feeling no slosh. How thick is... That's glass?
Yeah, it's like ceramic.
Clay? That's crazy.
For those listening, we're talking about the Sam Adams Utopias.
I think it might be...
I think there's some in there. It's just so sound.
There'd be something, right? Maybe that's...
I got nothing going on in there.
But it might
be
so thick.
I haven't tried to open it yet.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Twist it. Twist it good.
Let's whip it. Sorry. Do, 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 do.
Get a coax.
Maybe try bopping it. much.
Flick it.
Flick it.
Twist it.
Oh, it didn't work.
Maybe if you surprised it. It's like totally seeing you coming right now. You need to.
Well, that just ain't going to budge.
I want to give it a try while it's
that
in this lap.
It's sturdy.
Yeah, nothing's coming to that. Now, I while we're trying to figure this out, I want to put this out there to the audiences. Where the fuck do you guys get your beer news? I mean, besides, we're not really news.
Yeah, besides us.
Yeah, we're not really news. We try to keep you informed, but it's like I'm going through trying to put show notes together for the show, and there's not really like a good place to get beer news. It's like I've looked. There's several good places, but I mean, even the beer subreddit is kind of lackluster. Oh, I thought you got it, but well, you just took off tacky. The...
Dude.
We can get some pliers.
They just kind of...
Thanks, Sam.
We could get some pliers.
I think pliers? This is part of the...
I think that's part of the problem.
Originally on there. That's probably part of the label or whatever that was hanging there that got stuck up inside. It might be part of the problem. Yeah, I think that maple is it, though.
Yeah,
I think it's empty.
Which podcast was it? Was it the one that y'all trying to open that bottle for like 15 minutes?
I don't think it's going to work.
Dude, yeah, it makes me want to...
Run it under some hot water.
Right? Dude, there's nothing
I don't
in
think
here.
There's anything in there.
There's nothing.
I don't think there is.
Did I put money on it? It's things that got me in trouble to begin with.
I'll put money on that. I don't think there's a shot left in that thing.
Dude, that bottle's cool, though. Who is this guy?
There might be enough to taste, but there is not a whole shot left in that bottle.
Who's this gentleman?
Sam Adams.
Oh, snap. I forgot. I didn't even hear him say that. It says it on the back. Sam Adams.
Yeah.
It's the legend right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this shit's like 29%. It's like fucking brandy. Let me see here.
It looks steampunky.
Yeah, it does. Decanter handcrafted by Sara Marte of Brazil exclusively for the Boston Beer Company. Yeah, ale brewed with maple syrup and aged in bourbon.
That sounds amazing.
With Carcavelos, ruby port, and muscat barrels.
Bourbon's such like a... Like, the word has taste. Mm-hmm. Like, when you say it, you're like, does. Oh, man, bourbon. Like
28%. Oh. Got it.
What? No, that's just the... Oh, shit! We in here! I loosened it up. But is he right?
It smells
Are
so
we
good.
Right? Who's right?
Let me get an empty glass here and we'll put it in there.
Did you just get this shit?
Of course
yeah, I did. Yeah, he got it.
Here... Digging around for some fucking pliers.
Pliers? All you need is a little bit of elbow grease. All
right, yeah.
Pliers?
No, this is one of the fancier beers you can get.
Oh,
is it
bro.
Finally
I,
empty.
I told
finally
you.
We killed it.
I told you.
Finally. But yeah, try that little bit of that. This shit is 28.
Yep.
What was it?
28%?
Yeah, 28%. Yeah, 28%.
Wow,
something like that.
Is it a liquor? Is that
it's a beer.
It is a beer.
This is a beer.
But it's more like that, a more like a cognac smell.
Yeah,
or something
okay.
Kind of like
yeah,
that yeah. Is what it's more akin to. But it is a beer. It's brewed by Sam Adams. They only produce so many of these a year, and it rolls over each year. I think they've been going since 2007, and they come out with one each year, but like... What they had left in 2007 went into 2008. That went into 2009. That went into 2010, et cetera, et cetera.
Might be like, it smells. It smells amazing. It might be because it's like the very last little bit of it. I don't know
if
you can.
No, it's rich as
fuck. Drop that on your tongue.
Oh, I will.
It is. Tell me if it tastes like what it normally.
It's maple. It smells like what it normally does.
That's it.
A little thinner.
A little thinner. Yeah. It's like, man, it's that that bourbon is like in there. It's a lot. It's weird because it's like it's a lot lighter than a bourbon, but at the same time, it's so bourbon-y. I know that's like a great description, but it's
that's what it is.
It was just a string that was on there.
Yeah. That's what the tag, I think, was on originally.
Yeah. So killed that.
Nice job.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Dude, we did it. I'm glad I had a part of it. That bottle is legit though. What is something like that cost?
Because
technically,
like,
what is that?
$200 to $300 for one of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hefty though. It's and I preach the price of that because I think everybody should know. I went to Flying Squirrel unknowingly and bought like 8 rounds of it. They served it, like, it was like 2 ounces at a time.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that that was like $30 a piece.
Holy
shit. It was like an unfortunate
night. No disclaimer
night.
On that?
Yeah. And that's fucking Flying Squirrel. They do shit like that because it's a shitty ass fucking place.
Yeah. Squirrel.
Yeah, yeah. I've never been.
Hey, you're fine. You're better off. You were way better off.
I did it. I made it.
My pick for tonight is going to be that Big Frog right there.
Yeah,
or not Big Frog. That's definitely not Big Frog. Hopping Frog.
Hopping Frog. Killer Vanilla.
Definitely not Big Frog.
Yeah, that's mine too, man. I think that's an easy pick.
Yeah, easy pick.
And I'd say the cider's probably on the bottom.
Yes.
Yeah, that
not
cider.
Not because it's a cider, just because I didn't like it.
Yeah, it wasn't. It also, I may bring that one back on here closer to summer, just because it wasn't really the vibe I wanted. I grabbed it because it was new, but it's not necessarily the vibe I would want for right now.
To me, it's like, and I don't want to trash talk on these, it just tastes like it doesn't want me to drink it. like it's a self-defense thing. Like
it does. Yeah, it does. It's like
you don't,
you excreted this because you don't want me to eat you.
Yeah, right. what a horrible thing to say about something. But then also I'm weird when it comes to beer tastes and stuff. I'm like, you got any beer that tastes like water? Yeah. You got any of that beer?
Got some Gansets.
But I like some of these. I really like the Hoppin' Frog there.
Yeah.
Wait, is that the official name of it, or is
that's the brewery.
I hate their logo. It looks cheap.
It does.
It looks way cheap.
It looks like
they
want to pass over it.
It looks like one of the first PlayStation games.
Yeah, it's a really terrible logo, but they do really good beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I sometimes pass over Hoppin' Frog because I'm like, it's probably not that good. Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'll pick some up next time. I'm like, instead of nah, it'll be okay.
No, that stuff is good. I grabbed that just on a whim today for that exact same thing because we've been passing over it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Jimmy, what do you got coming up? We got Alcoholics Not Anonymous coming up on Thursdays.
Yeah, yeah. This one's probably like the furthest one out. I've got an improv verse Chattanooga coming up with Bridget on my birthday, which is 420. So that's going to be a blast. I know there's like a couple other shows going on that night. But yeah, I've got that. I lost my last battle. I don't know if I mentioned that. My battle rap escapades. I lost to a dude named
Eminem.
Yeah, Eminem. It was Eminem.
Happens to.
No, right. Like, yeah, I just had mine. Like, it was, I just didn't go in like prepared or anything. I don't know if I'm going to be doing another one of those anytime like super soon. I want to just, I've got to, honestly, at some point just to redeem myself because I hate how bad I did in my last one. Like, but yeah, it was pretty garbage. I had some good lines. I had like a nunchuck line. You guys should go check it out. Just search Nerd Dork in YouTube. I mean, don't watch it because it's cringy because of how bad I lose, but still.
The other dude has some cool lines.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, I had some cool lines.
You should definitely go.
He wasn't. Yeah, yeah. Right.
Definitely go look at
it. Yeah, right. Watch some of my older ones if you haven't seen them. They're better. No, but yeah, so I got the 420 show at Improv Chattanooga with Bridget and them. That show is always super fun, super exciting. It's like, you know, the improvisers, they come on and do a scene based on or a couple scenes based on the comedian set. So it's like you get to laugh at like the same jokes from a different perspective, like immediately after. And it's always great for the comedians because you get to laugh at your own jokes that like you didn't write. So it's strange.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's my joke.
Yeah, that's a cool perspective.
But I'm not like, it's my joke is like on the spot coming up from somewhere. Anyway, other than that, I've been streaming. I've been playing way too many video games, streaming on PlayStation. That's Nerd Dork Plays, NERDORK. plays, if you don't know how to spell it. I don't know. Maybe you're not old enough to listen to some of the things I have to say on my stream. that's been a lot of fun, but that's mostly just because I'm like, I'm going to be playing video games for way too long on a regular basis anyway. Might as well let people watch. I'm such like a...
That's why this podcast got started.
Yeah, right?
Be drinking like, these beers anyway.
Drinking yeah, these may beers as well anyway. Record yeah. it. Yeah. Right.
Is Nerd Dork with two D's?
No, dude. One D. It's all you need with me. You know what I'm saying?
One
like,
D.
That's all you need with me, man. Dude, I said that like the Nerd Dork goes like way back. It's always been like a gamer tag or an actual tag, whatever I was doing at the time and my like awfulness. But yeah, it's always been 1D. I thought it looked really cool smashing them together. So that was good. But yeah, Nerd Dork is pretty much like, if it's not Jimmy Savile, it's Nerd Dork.
Yeah.
Most people just call me Nerd. Or they don't, and they call it, they've known me forever, and they just call me Jimmy. Or they...
like, old Jim.
Old Jim. Jimbo. Jimbo Slice. I got that one for
Jimbo
a while.
Jimbo Slice. That's what I'm going to start calling
it. Yeah.
Jimbo Spice. I like that.
My brother started, Jimbo my Spice. Big brother started calling me that like the first time I ever like put him on his back and was like, I'm the alpha now. You're not Jimbo beating me up Slice. On the trampoline anymore. He was like, I guess it's happened.
Choke slam him through it onto the ground.
Jimbo Slice. He always
Don't
calls
mess
me
with
his, like,
Jimbo Slice.
His big little brother. But yeah, so that's really all I got going on, man. I'm going to be on this podcast. It's called Brew Chat. In a little while, it'll probably come out.
I do need to talk to you about coming on. You watch Game of Thrones, right?
Dude, I love
The Throne of Games. Thrones. I do need to talk to you about coming on our Game of Thrones.
Is it the Throne
after
of Games?
Show? I may call it the Throne of Games. I don't know.
Musical Thrones.
But it's basically an app show. This is a good, perfect segue here to talk about this and some of our upcoming projects we're doing. I got to close this out here.
Yes.
But we're going to be doing a Game of Thrones after show.
Okay.
And he'll be here for some of it. Jared will be here for some of it.
When I can.
I want to, yeah.
Matt Harris is going to be here for all of it because apparently he loves Game of Thrones. Dude. And I love Matt Harris. So it seems like a match
heard
made.
Here first.
And have on.
I'm definitely down for like, you know, we'll work out a contract or something, but I'm definitely down for it.
Well, you know, we'll have my people call your people, all that sort of stuff. And starting, I think it's April 14th, the day after Bruce Guys. Yep. So in 2 weeks,
dude, I can't gonna
be cranking
it's so
up.
Close.
Super close, man. We're going to be cranking up. We're going to start it probably about 10, 15 minutes before the Game of Thrones episode ends. We'll start up our live stream and you'll just see our standby live stream starting soon sort of page, but that will be our Game of Thrones after show. So if you're looking to break it down, you're looking to decompress, like, yeah, just go to brewchat.com or any of our live stream spots on Twitch, Facebook, YouTube, any of those. We'll be breaking it down, having a couple beers after the episode. And, yeah, it should be a fantastic time. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, look, I hope I get to make it to
sign me up.
Yeah, you'll be here for at least a few.
I hope so.
Yeah. And then we also have a Brew Chat live show coming up, which is going to take place the week of Craft Beer Week in May. That's American Craft Beer Week. We're going to be doing a live show that week. More details coming on that soon, but stay tuned. Be excited about it. And then there's also the Brew Chat Comedy Tour coming up at the end of May.
What?
Make sure you... we're putting out a lot more information here soon. We're just locking down the last few details, but make sure you get excited for that and be sure to be at least one brewery that night. It should be a good time. And that's going to be on May 24th. Other than that, you got Jimmy stuff. You got my stuff. You got anything interesting coming up?
I'm nope, changing okay, jobs, no, okay. but it has nothing jobs. To do with anybody else.
Yeah.
Yep. I got plenty of interesting stuff going on.
Yeah.
You guys don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
About it.
That yeah. You probably shouldn't talk about it.
Yeah. That's all. I'm changing air. Jobs.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. A job change situation. But anyway, no, this has been a good time. Thank you for joining, Jimmy.
Dude,
it's been a great time.
Been a blast.
As usual, get down to Riverside Wine Spirits. Go get your tickets for Bruce Guys. Don't miss out on that, people. Tickets, they only have so many. Get your tickets to that. And then go check us out on the Hopped Up Network, brewchat.com, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere podcasts are sold. Go check us out. Like, link, subscribe. Send us around to your friends. And this has been episode 186 of the Brew Chat Podcast.
Yeah.